Okay, so we played that because in Port Melbourne there's a chef called Ino Kovacic, and he's been successfully running the restaurant Del Mattino for the past 12 years, and he's now written the cookbook Dalmatia, which showcases the fresh Mediterranean ingredients from his homeland of Croatia. Recently he spoke with Veronica Matheson about his new cookbook.
Now, Ino, you were born in Croatia, but had a restaurant in Port Melbourne, and it's been there for 12 years, so you must be doing something right.
We try to provide the best service and a beautiful food to our customers, so that's why we're still here.
And tell me about the cuisine. It sounds wonderful, lovely and fresh, and no doubt lots of seafood.
Croatian cuisine, it's Mediterranean, so the main fat in cooking is olive oil, and of course, because we've got over 1,000 islands in Dalmatia, a lot of seafood and a lot of beautiful vegetables, and also different kind of meats, very rich and very beautiful food.
Now, your family for generations have had been wine merchants, and you've grown wine and had olive groves. Why did you decide on going into a restaurant?
Part of my family also had a restaurant, so they had the restaurants like in Austria, in Slovenia, in Trieste, which is part of Italy now, and in Croatia too. So that's we also have that in our heritage, having the restaurants.
So as well as learning about wine making and olive picking, you also learnt about food.
Definitely from my family, especially from my grandmother who cooked the old way. You know, like. She really take pride in ingredients and good quality product. Very simple, but very high quality.
So did you grow up in a family with your grandmother around all the time?
Yes, all the time. And she used to make all different really beautiful dishes, which many of them are in my book. In this book, I just wanted to present sort of our culture and the way we eat. So they were very simple recipes. But through centuries, they sort of become staple in a culture. So people eat different foods in different periods of time and different seasons. So it's all very culture based.
And in Croatia, it's a very big thing, Sunday lunch, isn't it?
Like everywhere, Sunday lunch when basically people don't work and the family together and it's a social occasion and also enjoy the food at the same time.
So what would have been a typical Sunday lunch with your grandmother?
Usually she would make a beautiful roast. At the start of the meal, it's like a light broth soup, it's a must. And then a different kind of roast, a different kind of breads, depending on the season, of course. If it's a winter, then we'll have something with the sauerkraut. And in the summer, it'll be a lot of salad.
So how many people would be sitting down at the table on a typical Sunday lunch?
We would have 15 to 20 people most of the time.
Slow-cooked beef cheeks, they sound wonderful, and they're very trendy now, aren't they?
Beef cheeks are very trendy, and my grandmother used to be a master of that dish. We call it pastitsada, which is basically braised beef cheeks with prunes, red wine, and apples, and then we serve with the potato dumplings, which is similar to gnocchi.
That sounds divine. Do you actually still serve that at the restaurant?
I actually got it on the menu in the restaurant, and it's been the longest lasting dish on the menu.
And also fish stew. Tell me what goes into the fish stew.
Fish stew in Dalmatia, it's a big, long tradition of cooking the fish, and one of the most popular. In the book, I got one. I actually got our family recipe, which is very simple, but of course you need to have a certain type of fish, and I have to be fresh to have a. It's simple in ingredients, but very. It's not easy to make. You just need to get it feeling, to get it just right, using just a few fresh ingredients, a bit of olive oil, onion, garlic, white wine, and a fresh fish.
What fish would you recommend for that recipe?
Well, let's say rockling. It's very good. Flathead is good. We put some sea perch last time. It's really, really nice. And also eel. It's very good for that recipe.
And dessert. I mean, is there much in the way of dessert there?
Oh, definitely. There's many different desserts in Croatia. The most popular will be palacinke, which is like similar to French crepes with different fillings because it's so easy to make. And basically every second night, our mum or grandmother would make some palacinke. Also, frittole, like a small donut, cooked for the celebrations when there is a for Easter or for Christmas, so there is always frittelen freshly fried in.
That sounds a little bit fattening.
Well, in Europe, people eat a lot of fat and a lot of bread and a lot of stuff, and not many people are fat, so I don't know. I don't know why.
What are we doing wrong here?
I think it's the walking. In Europe, there's not many, like in a small city like mine, you don't need a car because the streets are very narrow, so everybody walk at least a couple of hours every day. I think that's the difference.
That is the secret. So a lot of the Croatian food, the Mediterranean coast particularly, there would be influences from, as you say, from Italy, from Hungary, from Slovenia, from everywhere.
There's a lot of influences. For example, my town was part of Venice for nearly 600 years.
Really?
And then part of Austria, and then Yugoslavia, and then Croatia. But a lot of different influences. So we have a bit of Hungarian, a bit of Turkish influence, because the Turks invaded Croatia and Bosnia in the 15th century. So we got also sort of touch of Middle Eastern influence in our cooking, but predominantly the Mediterranean. I would say Dalmatian cooking is cross between Greek, Italian, and sort of Croatian food. Yeah. And but I also would say north of Croatia, it's completely different because it's much colder there. So their food is based on pork fat and butter. And in the south, in Dalmatia, we use mostly olive oil.
So your book, it's beautiful. I mean, it really is a good, solid book. But why did you decide to write a book?
It's simple, because I'm very proud of my heritage, and Dalmatia is such a beautiful place. So many different cultural layers, and nature is so beautiful. Like, whoever goes to Dalmatia, Croatia, they just love it, because it's probably one of the most beautiful places on earth.
And your home city is Split, isn't it?
Yeah, my home city is Split. Started the 4th century, 305 AD, Roman Emperor Diocletian was born in Split. He built himself a palace, which is still there in my town, and I used to live in that palace. My house was part of that palace.
Oh, really? So it would have been very grand.
It is very grand, and it's such a beautiful place to grow up among the monuments from the Roman period. And emperor also had some artifacts from Egypt, because he ruled the Egypt at the time. So he had like a sphinx in front of a house, 3,000 years old.
Do you go back there often?
Almost every year. I love to go there. It's just a beautiful, beautiful place. Mm.
So it was very easy to write the book.
Something I want to do for a long time. And thanks to Hardy and Grant and SBS, they really help us to do this project.
I love the photography in it too, because it's not just about the food, it's also about the region.
Actually, I took the photos myself of the region, and food photos taken with Lisa Riley. She's a food stylist, one of the best.
Well, that was Eno Kovacic, and he runs the restaurant Del Martino, 280 Bay Street, Port Melbourne. In his cookbook is called Dalmatia, published by Hardy Grant. You're listening to the Travel Writers Show on JAIR 87.8 FM.